Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now I'm joined in studio by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. We'll be talking about the cost of learning to drive in a moment, Conor. But first, the tax disc.
The tax disc.
Soon to be no more.
Soon to be no more. It's been around since 1921, but Cabinet approved legislation yesterday, which has actually got a couple of important consequences. The legislation is about data sharing, so it will mean that the Gardaí and the RSA will routinely share data with the local authorities. But included in it is a provision to get rid of the old paper tax disc. It's redundant now. It's replaced by the database technology. And it also paves the way for something you and I have spoken about before, Pat. I want to get rid of the windscreen insurance disc for the same reason. It was a good idea once upon a time, but it's 100 years old. And in fact, it became a facilitator of fraud rather than a preventer
of it. So there's three things you have in your windscreen if your car is a certain age. You've NCT, you've tax, and you've insurance.
Yeah, that's right.
Can all of those go eventually?
Yes, and they should. Because, as I say, they were a good technology, but ever since we've had desktop colour printers, it has literally been easier to fake it than ever before. So they're redundant as a technology, and I think the law is recognising that.
So
it's
how
a good
soon?
Thing. Well, I mean, Cabinet has approved the legislation, so that's one of those piece of string things, isn't it? In theory, it'll get into the government's programme. We'll get primary legislation passed, committee stage, then regulation. So throw a dart at the board, give it a couple of years.
Do the Gardaí have the technology? I mean, can they use their own phones, for example, or their Garda supplied phones to look at a number plate and get everything?
Well, at the moment they can, when you say everything, at the moment in theory, yes, because there is the NCT database. There's the now, most importantly, there's the insurance database, which is working reasonably well. That's why there was a deadline on providing your driver number to your insurance company that we were talking about. That database is actually working well. It's their fourth or fifth attempt to get it working properly. But assuming all of those things do work efficiently, then there's no place for the paper disc. And as I say, we should be getting rid of them, and that is the plan.
Okay, well, hopefully within the year. Or is that too optimistic?
I wouldn't make that promise. But there's no obstacle to it. I mean, the capacity to do it is there immediately, but legislatively it will take a bit of time, I would imagine.
Let's talk about the cost now of learning to drive.
Yeah.
You're somebody, whether you're in your middle years and have never driven before, or you're a teenager. How much does it cost?
Yeah, well, we thought we'd take a little look at that in detail. And of course, you could be a 17-year-old who's just buying her first car, or you could be 33 or 34 and you just never have driven. So that'll change your circumstances. But a couple of things you'll have to pay. Firstly, to get up and running in the first instance, your theory test, your learner permit, your eye test, €115. No way around that, you just have to do it. The expensive chunk then is driving lessons. You have to do 12, well, at least you have to complete 12 modules in a little syllabus with a registered driving instructor. So if that goes perfectly for you, you get that all done in 12 lessons, that's going to cost in the order of €600. Now, that's at 50 quid a lesson, which is quite cheap. In the Dublin area, it's a little bit more expensive than that. And that assumes that you get it all done straight away. The big one then is insurance. As I said, if you're a 32-year-old, 33-year-old spouse going onto your wife's car, or maybe you're 23 or 24, you're going onto mum's car, that could be relatively cheap, even for a learner driver. You might look in the order of, say, €500.
Okay.
Thereabouts. But if you need to get your own policy on your own new car and it's your first ever insurance policy, that can be really expensive. And that's the one that can be a huge obstacle. On our little sketch example, I've charged our young person here €1,600. But there may well be sort of texts that scream at me that they've been quoted much, much more than that.
Now, you've got to do the driving test itself. How much?
Well, the test itself is €85. And that's if you're one and done. However, about 50% of people will fail the test first time round.
And do you have to buy the licence then when you've passed your test? Is that an extra cost?
Yes. Once you've passed the test, you then get a test completion certificate or a certificate of competence. And that then is the document that you need to apply for your full driving licence. Which is a 10-year license when you buy it, and that's what everybody has. So there's a couple of things. You can't really get away from those fixed costs, Pat. But if you add them all together, and you know we're being pretty conservative here, but if you're somebody who can go on somebody else's car, mum's car, dad's car, spouse's car, and everything goes perfect for you, you need only the minimum lessons and you pass your test first time, if you're lucky, the whole process could cost you somewhere around €1,500 to €2,000. If you're lucky. Now, if you layer on top of that somebody who needs extra lessons or might have to do the test twice, or somebody who's a first time insurance risk, now they could be quoted, that could be 2,000, could be 3,000. So if you're picturing this economically, if you're picturing the young individual, maybe starting college, lives on the farm, has got to get their own transport, there's no choice about it, and sadly mum and dad are not rich. Well, for that individual, before you even buy the car, you're probably looking realistically around about €3,000, perhaps even €4,000. And if this is your first year of college and you're looking at, you know, your accommodation in Galway or your tuition fees, whatever it might happen to be, to have this layered on top.
Yeah, but sometimes people will look at the cost of accommodation versus commuting, say, from Galway County or even from Mayo down to UCG or wherever you're going, and they'll say, well, versus the cost of accommodation, maybe the car makes sense.
Yeah, it's a terrible
which is
mind.
Not what we would like to see.
Yeah, you're not getting the college experience. I mean, it's just not good for young people to be in that bind. But, you know, if the cost of getting driving is very, very expensive, for me, there's no solution there to say, well, the cost of accommodation is even worse, so young people are going to do it anyway.
Mm. Now, tell me this. Is there a difference in Northern Ireland? I mean, if you live on the border, if you live in counties Cavan or Leitrim or Donegal, for example, or Louth, could you go across the border and do it cheaper?
Well, you need to be permanently resident in Northern Ireland to get a Northern Irish driving licence. There's one huge difference, and that is tuition, the driving lessons. The other charges are much of a muchness, you know, slight variation, but pretty much the same. And insurance is actually more expensive in Northern Ireland than in the Republic right now. But there are no mandatory lessons in Northern Ireland or the UK. The state doesn't care whether how you prepare for a driving test once you pass it when you sit it. So no mandatory lessons. However, you can't do without lessons entirely. You're clearly going to need some, and 12 is reasonable.
Now, some of the questions coming in and comments, will the public be able to check the NCT and tax on cars via a website, just like the UK? It's essential if you're trying to buy a car.
I agree completely. And the NCT has that information, collects that information. It's not shared universally for GDPR reasons. I think that's bogus. I think
that's a bit of nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking about a car, not a person.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean? You put in the reg. Is this car roadworthy or is it not? Nothing to do with the person who owns it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, in theory, if Pat Kenny owned it for 2 years and then Conor Faulkner owned it for 2 years, you could see what mileage both of us do. But sure, look, if I sell my house tomorrow, you can look up in a register and see what I got for it. So I think it's bogus and it most certainly should be shared. And the data is collected currently, so perhaps that will happen.
Now, can you ask Conor, how do you get insurance details from a driver if you have an accident and there are no insurance discs on display? In other words, the Gardaí are not involved because it's a little tip.
Yeah.
And the person says, oh, I am insured.
Yeah.
But there's no disc to prove it.
That's the primary purpose of it at the moment. And in the event of a collision, a phone pick of the insurance disc is what everybody else does. And if there's a reason for maintaining it at all, might be an obligation to keep it in your glove box or something, that's perhaps the only good reason to keep it. But in the meantime, for the consumer in that circumstance, take a photograph of the registration plate.
Now, your driving license, in theory, could be all part of this as well. The current owner of this car is license holder, blah, 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 because that'll be in the insurance detail.
Yeah.
So
to what extent should that be shared? with Joe Public. Can I see, you know, a brand new Range Rover driving down the road and say, oh, that's interesting, I must browse the database. Oh, Pat Kenny just
no,
bought
I don't,
that.
I don't mean that. But when you go to the person who's had the tip with you, you say, OK, will you open the app on your phone, please, and show me?
Conceivably. But again, when an accident happens, it's a stressful situation. It can sometimes even be a contentious situation. The more you can minimise that sort of thing, the better. So a phone pick of the insurance disc is the best remaining use for it, but you can always still photograph the reg plate. Right.
Getting rid of the tax disc will lead to more road deaths and higher insurance premiums. Can't see how.
No linkage there that I can see.
To get a driving licence in Germany, driving lessons alone, €4,000, then you have to get insurance. So at least in this country, something is cheaper than Germany.
Yeah, I mean, not other countries are not perfect. Our system is not a bad one on balance overall, but it is pretty pricey as a process for a young person.
Conor Faulkner, a transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.